as you're at home, you've been tested at home, not once, but twice, and you've been negative on both. And if you decided to get your ass here to work next week, you would get tested again here in AEW, because John, as you know, we don't run a sloppy shop.
Hey, this is Taz, the human suplex machine. You're listening to Pain Clinic. Beat me if you can. Survive if I let you.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to Pain Clinic for July 4th. Happy Independence Day, everybody. Real quickly, before we get into this, just two birthdays today in the world of pro wrestling. Both the guys turned 60. We got Barry Windham. Name might sound familiar. He may have been part of the Four Horsemen at one time. He turned 60 today. As well as Psycho Sid Vicious, two-time WWE champion. Both are 60 today. Neither of them are active, which is good. Welcome to the show. The Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Don's Delight Empire Culver. You can, interested in roller derby, which I'm going to be a skater, officiate Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact recruitment at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com and join Rock City Roller Derby. I am the Cash Man. I'm your humble host this morning with DC Dan Cole from North Carolina joining us via these teams from Microsoft, as well as Danger Boy from Gates, New York, and the Artiste from downtown. And we're missing Ferbs. I don't see him, but I'm sure he'll probably welcome his way in. I did see a message from him, but I could not see it because my phone is doing Facebook Live. You're seeing their beautiful faces on Facebook Live. Danger, you're about to say something?
Yeah, he said he hasn't received the link yet.
Huh. Well, I sent it to everybody, didn't I? Well, if you guys could forward it to him, that'd be great. The one that I sent to you guys, because it'll work for him as well. But, hey, we're here to talk about the world of pro wrestling. It's July 4th weekend. Happy Independence Day. Hopefully you guys are all going to be safe and come out of this weekend with 10 fingers and 10 toes each. Let me introduce the cast and crew of the show. Did I already do that, DC Dan Cole? Dan, what are you? Dan, what's up, buddy? How you been doing?
Well, you know, living the dream down here in North Carolina where stupid people are reigning supreme.
Yeah, unfortunately, you should be here in New York, but you can't be. So how about you, Mr. Artiste? How's it going? I see you got, is that a Canadian flag just to your left? No. Oh, you're on mute, bro. Ooh, there you are. Oh, I'm still not hearing you, buddy.
Oh no, he's lost his voice.
That's weird. I wonder if we're having some issues with that.
Oh no.
Oh well. Well, Danger, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. I'm trying to get this link to Furby.
Okay. Yeah, that should work. I did send it to him, I believe. You might have noticed in the header. But hey, we're here to talk
more. You sent it twice to DC.
Oh, did I?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry about that, Ferbs. Okay, he'll be here in a minute.
Sorry you're not important as me. It's okay.
It's just those, you know, those things that automatically finish out when you start typing in. Hopefully the Artiste will get your sound fixed there. Maybe I'll log out and log back in. You can hear us pretty good, right? Yeah, so, well. Yeah.
See, I think we're missing an opportunity. We could ask him a question, watch him answer, just watch his mouth move, and then we could kind of like fill in the voice.
Oh yeah, it's kind of like
somebody ask him what his favorite match of all time is.
Mr. Ortiz, what's your favorite match of all time? He's not going to move his mouth because we're going to say the Bella Twins versus...
Oh, now I think he's totally frozen.
Yeah, he's totally toast right now.
Okay, I told him to log out, log back in. We're here to talk the world of pro wrestling. And first of all, you noticed the show started, and we'll talk about that at least to start the show with... Taz on we had great head-to-head match on Wednesday night this past week. Two incredible shows. We got Fyter Fest on AEW going up head-to-head with Great American Bash, which is kind of it's a big shot at Cody Rhodes, being that it's the thing his dad made, the Great American Bash in WCW. And maybe I can get rid of him. It's just freaky. He's frozen there. So then we had Taz come out.
He never blinks.
we had
Taz. He's Dexter Loomis.
Yeah. We had Taz come out, and Taz, you heard what Taz said, the thing about Sloppy Shop. And apparently that started a little bit of a firestorm between WWE and AEW. And Danger, do you understand what he was going with that?
Oh, it's 100% he was going that they had a bunch of positive tests in the WWE, and they've been testing the entire time in AEW, so he doesn't have to worry about like any of the repercussions of, you know, someone there possibly having it. So, you know, it's just a little pot shot at the fact that there was a bunch of positive tests. Even WWE hasn't publicized that yet, just a few of the people who tested positive, and in a shot that his wife had it. But he also turned it into a promo, like, hey, you're scared, you've already tested negative twice, why don't you come here and, you know, do your fight? Because they pushed it out a week on the match because they taped everything this past week. And yeah, it's just a little pot shot, and WWE's mad about it because, you know, they can't play their own PR spin. Like, hey, yeah, it's positive. We had 12 or 24 people test positive for coronavirus. It allowed us to enforce the mask rules that we never had.
True.
You know, it's just a pot shot, and it's something small. And the fact that WWE's actually mad over it just means that there was an issue.
Yeah, 222-1280, star 12 is number if you have a comment or a question, you want to jump in on this. I will say that it's funny, is you hear everyone's mad about it in WWE, but have you seen anybody from WWE say anything about it? Come out.
No, because they don't want to lose their jobs or lose their spot.
Well, I think also that maybe it's the, you know, it's the people behind the stage who are mad about it, not anybody we're going to see on TV or anything. I think it's embarrassing, if anything, because it's true. You know, there was no lie about that. They were skirting the issue when it came to testing. You know, they weren't testing at all. They were taking people's temperature, and that was it. You know, and so and unfortunately, that did not stop it from multiplying amongst people. So,
I was gonna say with what Taz said, where's the lie? There isn't one. I also found some interesting tidbits this week where, you know, certain dirt sheets have said that, you know, superstars from WWE and people from WWE are reaching out to them to see what information they've received, because they believe these places are getting more information on infections and, you know, the thing going around than they're receiving from WWE itself.
Interesting. You know, that. Well, hold on, let's do a test. I see we got Furby now. Are you there, buddy?
Yes, I am here. Sorry. I never got an email this morning.
I know, because I didn't want you on, you know? No, I'm kidding. What happened is I sent...
Take a hint.
Listen to the show. Okay, listen to the beginning. You'll hear what I did. I screwed up. And Nartis, can you hear? Can we hear you? No, we cannot hear you. We are not hearing you.
I love the Bella Twins. They're my favorite tag team.
Oh, no, we're having some problems. Well, nevertheless, we were in the middle
of... That's dangerous for him to say he loves the Bella Twins.
I know. Yeah. Yeah, this is like Mystery Science Theater 3000.
My favorite match is Gail Kim versus Alicia Fox.
All right. Oh, he's going to get mad if he's do that. He can hear us, too, which is even weirder. It must be some sort of... if it's on my side, I'll play around. Maybe there's a way I can... it says it's... Oh, it's a, hold on, let me see. Let me try that. Now try that, Rob. Is it... Maybe that did it? Nope. Darn it. Son of a gun.
When he logged back in, I still saw that he was muted, so I don't know if...
Huh.
It's got to be something on his end.
Maybe.
Oh, there you are. There you are. Hey, there you are.
All right. Melina and Alicia Fox.
Yeah, it's Melina. Yeah,
it's a match, right? Yeah. Oh, geez. So sorry.
So guys, we're 10 minutes of the show. We finally get everybody here. We were just talking about Taz's sloppy shop statement he did this past week that got a bunch of people up in arms. And of course, I had to start the show with it because, you know what? They don't like us anyway, so I don't care, you know? So,
Speaking facts, that's all it comes down to. So yeah, people, I'm glad he said it. I hope he says it again.
People don't like making mistakes and having them pointed out. And that's, you know, they weren't doing what they said they were doing. They weren't isolating people. They weren't testing people. Not until everyone came back positive and all the temperature tests were coming out. So now AEW has been doing it right the whole time, but they were forced to. But then they have a different situation too, because their arena's outdoors, and so it allows them some different things. You know, some different there's different classifications of doing a show outdoors and stuff like that. Verb.
And the thing that is kind of crazy about, you know, AEW doing everything right, this week they let fans in, and apparently they didn't even test their temperatures or anything like that. So that was something that, you know, went against what you would thought they would have been doing, considering how right that they have been throughout this whole COVID-19. So that was kind of interesting to see.
I mean, from what I heard, they did take the temperatures, but it was just the temperatures because the fans were in the upper deck where they couldn't be in any contact with anybody at ringside whatsoever. I mean, you couldn't spit that far if you tried, basically. So right. As long as they distance from each other upstairs, I don't really see a problem with that per se, but...
Okay, well, beyond that, what did you guys think of Wednesday night? I mean, both shows were quality, you know? I mean, obviously, they're caring about winning Wednesday night. And, of course, we get a second week in a row in which NXT does win it. But, I mean, what did you guys think of the quality of matches and things like that? I mean, the women's matches started off... AEW was great, you know? I just love all of the buildup going up through it, as well as the tag team defense on AEW. What do you think, Ferb? Do you have any thoughts on like what kind of quality of matches we're seeing on Wednesday nights?
Yeah, I honestly really enjoyed both shows. The hardest thing for me is I've been trying to watch, for the last couple months or so, watch both shows at the same time. I got AEW on my phone and I got NXT on the TV. And it was one of those where I think I may have lost a little bit because I was trying to focus on both at the same time. However, I love the way that AEW opened up the show and kind of paced out their flow of matches, starting out with the tag team match. And right there, the way that MJF opens up the show really shows that we're starting to get into, I guess, a battle or a war, you know, the Wednesday Night Wars, if you want to call it that still. But talking about the ratings right away, I mean, there's been Twitter beef for the last couple of weeks between Sasha Banks and Chris Jericho. I mean, cross promotion, just a little bit of a rivalry through social media. But the matches, I think, were probably higher quality on AEW as far as in-ring wrestling. I did like the matches on NXT as well. I was disappointed with the finish on AEW's main event, however.
Yeah. Go ahead, Danger.
Can we just take a second and laugh at Furby for having to first time ever process watching two shows at once and not living the Monday Night Wars because he's 12?
That makes me think about going over to my buddy Greg's house in high school where we would have three TVs set up, Raw, Nitro, and Monday Night Football. So,
oh, man. Well, I will say that...
I can only handle so much at once, guys.
Yeah, no. That's the thing about, you know, doing what we do is I think that we really learn to be able to watch multiple things at the same time and not really focus on anything indirectly, you know. But I will say that, you know, you're right. And I mean, but, you know, we got some quality on NXT as well. I usually watch one and then watch the other just because it's just easier that way. It's like I don't get distracted as well. But listen, last night SmackDown, I mean, talking about starting a show with some great matches, they came out guns a-blazing as well. I thought, you know, AJ Styles and what's his name? Daniel Bryan's guy.
Drew Gulak.
I mean, that's a great start. And then, you know, kind of
And then Mr. Riddle there getting tell me this guy's not getting the biggest push in the world right now, you know, takes a fall over the King after and then gets attacked by AJ Styles on his way out. I mean, he's being thrown right into it. I thought it was a well-paced show for SmackDown. You know, I mean, after last week, we got the first hour of The Undertaker retiring. So, but I just think that, you know, I think they're picking up their game. Everybody is, really. I mean, the shows are getting, you know, I mean, more watchable. And, you know, now that we have, you know, now crowds are allowed, like AEW had them. I mean, they were, you know, you couldn't really see them, could you? I mean, you know, we can see the wrestlers ringside, but, you know, you can hear him a little bit. But there was, you know. Yeah?
I just wanted to throw out real quick. One of my favorite things, aside from the action in the ring this Wednesday, a special credit, I think, needs to go out to the best friends for their entrance to the match. For as much as WWE tries to do all their cool entrances and make them as hyped up as possible, to have these guys get dropped off in a minivan.
Yeah, with a mom.
Fantastic.
Yeah, hugging mom.
Hugging mom, getting a kiss from mom. Just riding in the backseat like two kids getting driven to a movie because they don't have their licenses yet.
But, you know, we're going to go to break on that. We do want to mention one thing, too. I think at one point, Chris Jericho was trying to be Yosemite Sam, because I mean there was a point when he just started, he couldn't say anything but just make noises because he was so mad during one part of his commentary. It was very, very funny though. If you go back and watch it, he's like, you know, and he just starts, and then he of course tacks Orange Cassidy. And by the way, Big E did an Orange Cassidy last night. Anyone catch that on SmackDown?
Rolling down the ramp
there. So it's like, you know, the guys are and the funny thing is, you're right, they're kind of like taking shots at each other on social media, but I think they also, you know, like for instance, MJF came out this week and said that his segment on Wednesday was the highest rated segment of both shows on at the same time, you know, for his target demo. So you got to know these guys are looking at this stuff closely, and it's and you know, and bragging when they can. So we're going to go to break on that. Be back on the flip side. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
We are going to do the legend killer Randy Orton a little favor and show you what happens when you disrespect Andrade and Angel Garza. Your days on Raw are numbered.
You do you.
You do you, bro. What does that even mean? What does it mean, huh? I'll tell you what it means. It means that here on SmackDown, you better be ready for a match at any moment. And you in particular, because someone needs to teach you some respect. Someone needs to slap you around and put you in your place, new guy.
Let's go, bro. You see, Ray, we are bound by fate. And as fate would have it, I am the Monday Night Messiah. As fate would have it, Rey Mysterio, you are meant to be a sacrifice for the greater good of Monday Night Raw. And so, yes, you are correct when you say you will step foot in this ring again. And every single time that you do, I will tear you down piece by piece, Rey, until there is nothing left.
This is Booker T coming to you from the Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Now, can you dig that?
Woo! All right, welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Little Alexa Bliss music. I'm enjoying Alexa. You know, Alexa Bliss is dating Ryan Cabrera. Do you know who Ryan Cabrera is? Maybe 10 years ago, he was like a music dude, right? Maybe? I don't know. Yeah, so guys out there, you think you have a chance? You got to be better than Ryan Cabrera, okay? Okay, another thing I'm going to throw out, we do have a call. Another thing, notice the masks on Monday Night Raw this week and on NXT and on SmackDown. I guess, you know, when you get called out for having a sloppy shop, you better fix it. And so they did, you know. They put out, everyone had masks on. And, you know, it doesn't bother me either way. It was Kevin Dunn, I guess, who's the one who had the edict on that. But I pointed it out. As soon as I saw Monday Night Raw come on, it's like, oh, of course. So we're going to go to the phones right now. We've got Joe K on the line. Hey, Joe, what's up, man?
Hey, Richie Rich, good morning. Good talking to you. How are you, sir?
Doing good. You're also with Furby, DC, Danger, and the Artiste, man.
Yep, I love the gang. You know that. Been calling 20 years. Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny. Here in the ratings, and NXT won the last 2 weeks, and you go back 6 weeks before that, and they flip-flopped. But NXT gets the lower demographic. AEW loves to say, hey, we won the 18 to 49, we won the 18 to 49. Here's the interesting part about that. You and I were in our 50s. There are some older fans. We've got the spending money. I just had a birthday recently. Got two shirts from my brother. So we're the ones spending the money. I don't think that demo is as important as they say, and I think it's the overall victory. And I was curious your thoughts on that, because we're the ones spending the money, not the 18 to 24s or 18 to 29 or even up to 49.
It's like 25-54 is like the target demo. That's the money spending demo of any broadcast medium. And I think that, you know, yeah, they can point out. I mean, that's called a pyrrhic, or that's how you win, even though you don't win overall. You know, you can say, hey, you know, our target demo is what we got. So I think, you know, I understand that. It's how radio works. I understand how this works. You know, I think our target demo is a little bit scaled up too. But that's also because it's a wrestling show. You know that. But you know, what do you guys think? You think you know? You can lose overall 18 plus, and that's the numbers we usually come in with every week is 18 plus. But if you know, a lot of times 18 to, you know, 25 don't make any money, or spend money in wrestling.
And that's what I'm saying, Rich. I mean, you get in, you know, maybe once you hit the 30s, 40s, you're spending money. They don't have that disposable income at that age. And even when WWE was going for the younger crowd, the 12 plus, when they, you know, were full PG on, they ramped it up a little. That's not a spending crowd. So it's just an interesting philosophy. You know, I love you guys. I'll close with one more thing. Matt Riddle, amazing push. I hope he stays clean, and I hope they don't find any bad stuff on him. I know there's some rumors out there, but kid's got a lot of potential. Love you guys.
Love you too, man. Thank you so much for calling. Oh, yeah. I mean, any thoughts on what he was saying there, guys?
I was going to say, you know, Jericho does have a point that demographic, that's where they want to see the numbers, because that's where like 90% of advertising companies and revenues and businesses, that's the number they're drawn to, because that's the demographic that spends money. And not only that, that's the impressionable demographic, where he was saying, oh, maybe they don't have the cash now, but when they get the cash, where are they going to spend it?
True. I agree.
I also think that Jericho's making that point, because there's got to be disheartening that they came out last week and they got stomped last week. It wasn't even close. They lost 200,000 viewers over what they were drawing earlier in the pandemic. And this week they made a good comeback, but they still didn't top NXT. And, you know, it does help that they have Sasha Banks and Bayley on NXT the past couple weeks. But there's also got to be something else there. There's got to be a reason, you know, why. And it's, you know, you got to make your good points. You got to, you know, prop up your company. But someone in the back has got to be going, why did we lose these viewers? Why did we lose this race? And overall, they might not be losing. It might be, you know, close to even when you have in DVR and all that kind of stuff, you know, later watches. We're just getting the next day, the live watches. So who knows exactly what the actual numbers end up being. But backstage, they got to be disheartened a little bit, especially about last week.
Oh, definitely.
And especially with the main event, I broke it down and I looked at the viewership per segment, and arguably the best wrestler in the world, Kenny Omega, lost to Sasha Banks and Io Shirai, which by no slouch, I mean, they're very good wrestlers as well. But seeing a women's main event lose to, you know, an AEW Tag Team Championship match main event was kind of surprising as well.
I didn't love the AEW main event, to be honest. Like, I think that had so much potential, and I think they could have built that up a little more where it could have been a title change. And now, really, all Wednesday night ended up being is setting up the tag team stuff for next week. And I don't know. I didn't love the booking of that. Not to say that necessarily had a huge impact on the ratings, because if people are tuning in, they don't know what's going to happen with it yet. I just didn't think it was necessarily the best ending. I think it's just kind of like, hey, we have all of these tag teams and we've got a tag team focused match next week. But I don't know. That wasn't my favorite part of the show. That was definitely what I was looking forward to most from either show on Wednesday.
Yeah, I was really looking forward to hopefully a title change. And I think it just goes to show they're really pushing the fact that they probably want to put the titles on FTR.
I also think there's the issue that we've touched on before. Kenny Omega's not over in the United States. He's done nothing to increase his popularity. He was great in Japan, but was it who he was working with, or was it himself that was drawing the ratings, you know, what they were doing over there? And in the States, there's been nothing to prove that he's a ratings draw at all yet.
Well, they also, like, him and Hangman had all of that stuff they were teasing for a while. I mean, after their match at Revolution, when Hangman looked like he was going to go attack Kenny, and then he didn't. And they've kind of dropped off on that, and now they're just a tag team. And so maybe that means they're going to stick together and hold the belts for a few more months and drop them, like, Labor Day weekend to FTR or something like that, maybe. But I feel like, personally, I don't want to see FTR get them yet. I want to see them build up to the match of the Bucks. I let it organically play out over time, and obviously eventually they'll get the belts, but I just don't want to see that happen yet. And I think really they've done a great job in the last 2-3 months of building up Best Friends, that I just wish that for that match they built that up more and had the title change. We didn't have any title changes yet, and there's not much left to defend. With one more week of Fyter Fest coming up.
I'm guessing we're going to see some this week. This is going to be an exciting weekend. I mean, we've also, I'll just say there was a teased title change at the Great American Bash, teased two different ways. So we're not sure how it's going to come out in the long run. I'm not even going to talk about it. I just want to introduce.
Well, either way, you're guaranteed a title change there.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I just want to introduce Furby to a longtime caller from the show. It's Hurricane Flexus. Hey, Flexus, you there, buddy?
I'm here. Happy 4th of July, guys, and all your listeners.
Hey, happy 4th of July to you. Thank God you're alive, bro. We haven't heard you from in a long time.
I didn't die. I'm not in prison. I'm out here in Orange County listening to you on iHeartRadio AMP. Whoever invented the AMP system has to be a billionaire, thank God, because the radio waves out here stink. I got a $500 stereo, and I'm lucky if I reach Buffalo. I mean,
oh man!
But I do follow the Ring of Honor. I call it the welfare TV. Just a little stick in the air, and you know, I gave up on the cable and the satellite, so I guess I'm not a good sponsor. But I do listen to you guys every week, and I've been wanting to call in to let you know that, hey, I'm still with you, and you've been on over, 25 years now, haven't you?
Yeah, something like that, 25, 40, I don't know, I get lost. You know, I think,
yeah.
No, actually, we're about to hit 22 in November, so, no, wait a second, 22 in November, so, yeah.
Yeah, I do. I do watch SmackDown, though. I do follow that, even though things have changed so fast. And I was just curious. I know you guys read the internet a lot. Did you see that nice article The Rock did about his father? I thought that was very, very interesting. And Mike, now that showed my age, because I do remember The Rock's dad, Sigley, but I thought that was a really good article. I wish I knew where it was, but it came up on one of my alerts, and I don't know if you guys saw it too.
I know that
it was about his father.
Yeah, when his dad passed away recently, and I know that he did it on his Instagram page, and it was a long it was very good, and it was very, you know, I remember The Rock too. That's where The Rock got his name, was from his dad, Rocky Johnson. So
right,
you know, yeah, and Rocky Johnson was a tag team champ with Tony Atlas. Okay, so you know, I remember him very well. I loved him. He was not the greatest. He didn't win all the time, but you know what? Back then you didn't have to. So. Hey, Flexus, man, it's nice talking to you, bro. You got to call more often,
God
okay?
God bless you, and happy 4th of July, and stand up for the American Legion and the great anthem that we love this country.
So thank you, and I hope you come out with 10 fingers and 10 toes after this weekend. All right, guys. Interesting.
You were assuming that Flexus has 10 fingers and 10 toes currently.
Yeah, you know, you are correct there. We got to go another call. We got Brian. What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. How are you? Hey, guys. 2 things real quick. One, what do you guys think about it against next week with the family of the Puppy Battle Royal that they've been promoting on AEW?
The Puppy Battle Royale?
Yeah.
It may not be the most watched segment ever.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, I think it's funny, but it's like... Go ahead.
I think that's going to be the cutest segment ever for AEW. I do have a question. I remember when they were postponing the WWE, what was it, the Hall of Fame ceremony because of the virus. Are they going to still have the Hall of Fame induction and when?
That's a good question. Not Brian. Thanks for calling. I'm not really sure. I heard that one. It was going to be a SummerSlam, but now I'm guessing maybe they're probably going to push it off till next year and just do like a big induction for everybody next year. I don't know. What do you guys think? I haven't really seen anything on it.
The last thing that I saw this week was something about SummerSlam, but obviously now with SummerSlam being in question of where SummerSlam is going to be, whether it's going to be at the Performance Center or not, most likely will be. It's probably going to get postponed again. So really, really no answer to that yet.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. And it's like, I think they've got bigger fish to fry before we get to that anyways. Because, I mean, Vince McMahon came out this past week and said that he's excited to go back on the road and get back on the road with this stuff. And to him, I mean, because he's seeing, I mean, we're all seeing it. New York, you know, I mean, went phase four a week ago. You know, I mean, they did come out, the governor did come out this past week and said that there'll be no sporting events. I think he said the rest of this year, but I'm guessing that may loosen up a little bit if we keep our numbers low. Because I know,
well,
you know
the mayor of Boston shut down the city for no events basically till Labor Day. So SummerSlam in Boston's probably not going to happen. Which I want an answer from WWE so I can get my refund on my ticket.
Yeah, that too, and also they Mr. Cuomo saying everything shut down in New York. Danny brought up a good point. Are we going to have the postponed AEW show in November? Being an optimist as I am, I think that, yes, things will get loosened up as we go on, you know. But
according to what Cuomo said, there will be no fans at events. They can run the event here, but there will be no fans.
I hope that doesn't happen. And on that note, we're going to go to break. So we'll be back on the flip side. We got some more news to talk about. I wanted to maybe discuss a little bit about some people we haven't seen on TV in a while who are pure healthy, and we'll talk about that late in just a few minutes. And I'll give you a hint. One of them is named Shayna Baszler. You listen to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Look, I know you, man. I see the pain in your eyes. I feel the pressure on your shoulders. Dude. You don't have to pretend to be strong for any of these people anymore. Do what you've always done, Jeff. Follow your instincts.
Yeah, Seamus, you know what, man? You're right. I mean, what's the worst that could happen, right?
That's it. That's the Jeff I remember. Sonja.
Thank you, Bailey. Thank you, Sasha! Thank you, Bailey! Thank you, Sasha! Thank you, Bailey!
These are real facts. And Alexa Bliss is the epitome of a champion and also made history as the first woman to drive and cross Antarctica in a go-kart.
This is Swinger, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic, so don't sing it. Swing it.
Can you understand a word she says? Seriously. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man with Furby, the Artiste, Danger Boy, and DC Dan Cole, and you. And, I have to actually put closed captioning on whenever she talks, because I can't understand a thing Nikki Cross says. Maybe I
play her and Ric Flair. Everything sounds like mumble.
No, she's just got a really thick accent. I didn't realize she's also a queen of Scotland too. So I found that out last night. But welcome back to the show. We're all here. You're there. Give us a call 222-1280 star 1280. Happy July 4th weekend. I hope you guys all have a safe July 4th. What are you guys doing today? Anyone got anything special going? I know there's no fireworks coming out. Unless you're down in North Carolina.
I'm gonna go grocery shopping.
Yeah. Excitement.
Going to pool party part two.
All right. Danger?
Just some food and grilling out. That's about it.
What time should we be over?
Sometime around WrestleMania or Royal Rumble next year. That's a good date.
Yeah, anything going on, Artiste? I know that you celebrated Canada Day earlier this week, and now we have Independence Day.
Yeah, just another Saturday at this point. So Wednesday was the fun day for me. So
yeah. The question is, did you stay in the continental United States, or were you actually able to get across to Canada?
I tried to swim over, but then a Mountie beat me up. No, I was stuck here. Yeah,
I just wondering if they're going to ever reopen those gates, you know, let us back over there.
If you're talking about Canada or Mexico or mainland Europe or the UK, it doesn't look like it's going to be for a long time. So
the latest news,
it's being trapped Canada, here.
Latest news I heard for Canada right now, they're at least shut down until August 21st.
Good boy. Yeah. Oh, well, we'll spend time in our country, I guess, you know, but I do miss going across and seeing the falls. But I mentioned Shayna Baszler. Well,
every other country's got their stuff together except for us. So yeah. This is the punishment that we all live with now. So, yay.
So I mentioned Shayna Baszler going into the break, and I was reading this week that Shayna Baszler is completely healthy and ready to go. And but her problem is Vince McMahon. Vince McMahon doesn't want her. Just kind of nixed everything she was doing. And they were building her up to WrestleMania and just nixed everything. And a lot of people thought that maybe that she was Heyman's choice. But I guess before even Heyman got fired, he nixed it. So it's a shame because I kind of like Shayna Baszler. I thought, you know, I mean, yeah, she's kind of got rough edges and everything. But she was, you know, she's a legitimate tough lady, you know. I mean, and I thought she came out and, you know, they kind of did it right the few times when they showed how tough she could be. And you know, especially in NXT, I thought much better than, you know, biting the back of someone's, you know, Becky Lynch's head or whatever it was in WWE, you know, which is stupid. But any thoughts on that? You know, you think they're wasting talent here? I mean, she might be the next one cut or something.
Well, she's the latest in that long line of, we're sorry, creative has nothing for you. Which I don't know how you can justify that considering you just lost Becky Lynch and Charlotte, your top two, you know, female performers. It's a joke. It's an absolute joke. They've wasted her momentum.
Is that why we're getting Bayley and Sasha Banks on every show now?
It feels that way. I mean, I know that they said that they would allow, you know, one switch over per week or something like that, but they're on every show now. I guess it's the one way to keep the women's division relevant a little bit, intermingling Sasha with almost every women's program. But just going back to Shayna real quick, she brought legitimacy to the women's division. It's a shame that Vince has gone sour on her. I know she doesn't have the women's look that, you know, they want you to have, but she was a total tough chick who could bring it in the ring, and she was fantastic in NXT. Great matches. I was really excited to finally see Asuka versus Shayna Baszler. You know, you never really saw that much in NXT, if at all. You have the opportunity to do it, and they've kind of squandered it at this point. I'm hoping maybe they give her that opportunity, but seeing that she hasn't even been on TV, and knowing that Becky, one of the most highly thought of women in that company, was vouching for Shayna to take the title off her at WrestleMania, and that didn't happen. And now she's basically non-existent. Who knows if we see Shayna again?
You've done stuff with Tamina Snuka. You've done stuff with Nia Jax. You can't tell me there's nothing you can't do with Shayna Baszler.
Yeah.
Vince just doesn't get it. Vince doesn't know why there's an appeal to her, or doesn't understand how, you know, the MMA crossover could actually work in their favor. Vince is just, again, Vince is out of touch. He doesn't know what's going on. If she was over in AEW, AEW would legitimately have a women's division that people cared about. There, you'd have a heel. You'd have a heel that people like that could actually back it up. And it's something WWE hasn't had in the women's division, other than Charlotte, who they keep thinking is a face anyways, in forever. So I don't know why Vince is just so much an idiot.
So does that?
I mean, I would agree with that. I think I've never been the biggest Shayna fan. I will say that she's improved leaps and bounds, you know, where she is now compared to where she was at in her like early Shimmer days and stuff like that. And I think she was built up in a way that if she's not going to be in the title picture, she needs a main storyline, or maybe it's not that bad for her to go away for a little bit, because she can't be like an unimportant character just mixed in the shuffle somewhere in the division. So maybe being away for a little bit isn't the worst idea. I think it's somebody that you should be able to figure something out for right now, especially during the pandemic when you don't have everybody available. So I think they have dropped the ball with it, but I mean, there's a chance when she comes back that, you know, you put her right into a main picture and that would help. I would have loved to have seen her in the AEW women's division. I do want to say, I thought Penelope Ford also this week, she's improved so much. She was somebody on the indies that not too long ago was just another face in a women's division on an indie, and I think she's really starting to come into her own in the ring as well. And some of those other girls have been improving, you know, too, but AEW still needs... They need to find somebody to come in who already has a name somewhere else.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
Well, no, then actually that brings me up to my point. I was going to say I wouldn't mind Shayna go back and wrestle Io Shirai quite a bit down in NXT, because they've had quite a few good matches. But Tessa Blanchard is a free agent right now. Tessa Blanchard has got, unfortunately, you know, has got the rub from the internet being a heel, you know, anywhere she goes, she's going to debut as a heel. And WWE's been talking with her. AEW should talk with her. I mean, the thing is, she had the Impact Championship, you know, when she decided that she wasn't coming back. And they gave her the men's championship. So, you know, maybe this is a great opening for Tessa Blanchard, though she unfortunately said some things in the past that may come, you know, that she's got to apologize for, or I don't know what, you know, she does have.
Well, you have to realize, no, she doesn't want to leave Mexico because she doesn't want to be able to not go back to her fiance is one of the biggest issues. And she's also got the reputation of being hard to work with. She rubbed people the wrong way in WWE during the Mae Young Classic. And the fact that they're actually interested in her surprises me. The fact AEW's not does not surprise me at all.
I agree.
Yeah, well,
I think she's a great talent in the ring. I think if she hadn't been stupid in the past, then AEW and WWE would be jumping at the opportunity right now if we're just talking in-ring work and work on the mic and everything else. But there are enough people in the business that don't like her at this point, coupled with the fact that she's still very young, that I think she'll pop back up, but I don't think it's going to be for a while. I don't think you're going to see her. I don't think you're going to see her on any of these TV shows in 2020.
That makes sense. It makes sense. And I was kind of up in the air about her taking that men's the Impact title. I shouldn't call it men's title. It's the wrestling title. It's the number one title in Impact. We're going to go to break, come back, talk about a lot of rumors going on out now about where people are going to fall. And I've got a bunch of list of people who have been teased for one place or another. We've got Impact's got their Slammiversary pay-per-view coming up in 2 weeks, where we're going to fill in a lot of blank spots with guys who've been cut from WWE. But who exactly? Well, we're not sure. No one said for sure yet. But we've got some people to talk about on the flip side. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Hey, this is Tony, Mr. USA Atlas, and you are listening to the Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show on 1280 WHTK. Listen in, Daddy. Pain.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. She's talking about him, right? Mr. Ortiz, you're the one who got that ID, right?
I don't know, maybe.
It was when you went
on a lot of indie shows over the years, but
you went to Syracuse and you also got Billy Gunn and the Road Dogg too. It was a show that it was all on that same show.
Like the second 2CW show that would have been then.
Really? Okay.
My 2CW turned on today. Yeah. Interesting.
Got a 2CW show coming up sometime in the future. We don't know the date yet. Sometime.
Yeah. Yeah, reunion show tentatively for December, but who knows? So
right now it's up.
That'll be exciting.
That is exciting, man. It's like you know, Josh owes it to us from the time that Syracuse went to the Final Four a couple of years ago. You know, he said that if they go to the Final Four, he's going to have a reunion show, and that was a couple of years ago. So he's just making good on that promise, I guess. But let's get back to talking about the world of pro wrestling. Some people that names are floating around right now. Curtis Hawkins came out this past week, and he's teasing an appearance at Slammiversary July 18th. Of course, he's going by his name, Brian Myers. I mean, I think he's wrestled in Rochester a few times as Brian Myers before he went back to WWE. I know that he did the home runs and headlocks, I think, one of those UPW shows here in town. And but he's teasing that he's going to show up at... now, listen, there's a bunch of free agent names out there. Some people have already, like... EC3 came out and posted a video in front of AEW banner. So I don't know. I mean, I don't think they would let him do that just to, you know, to spark the questions. I believe that EC3 will probably be showing up in AEW. Do you guys see that video?
That promo he did, yeah, by the way, was amazing.
It was fantastic. It was the most well thought out, you know, to incorporate pretty much every major talent from AEW in his promo. It was awesome. I loved it.
Yeah, they and that's what Impact Wrestling has been doing by their teases. They've been teasing everybody who's worked with them in the past. Some other people that, you know, they're EC3, so it's a cryptic video, they say, but potentially for AEW. Let's see what happens. Heath Slater is another name that Impact Wrestling has been floating around with. He had a tease that said coming soon, July 18th. So Heath Slater, he needs to feed those kids, you know? You know what I mean? Oh, Danger, you're muted. You're muted, Danger. Let's see. Now you're not.
Well, I think the one that I'm kind of most intrigued about would be Gallows and Anderson as well, which almost seems like they're leaning toward an Impact/New Japan showing up as well. But I think they certainly are going to do something big wherever they end up as well. So it's exciting to see. I mean, there's finally some talent. I think, for AEW only having 2 hours of real TV a week and then, you know, these like marathon dark episodes, I don't really think they need to add too much to the roster. I think they need to focus more on everybody they've got for right now. And I think it's a huge opportunity for Impact to try to get back in that conversation that sometimes they're in and a lot of times they're not in right now.
I agree, but it's like, I think when we talk about, I think we like kind of lost track and weren't talking about it on this show for quite a long time. But as soon as they went to Access TV, it opened up the door for at least me to watch it and be able to see it. But I would love to see. Danger, are you unmuted now?
Yeah, I'm unmuted.
Okay, what were you going to say? Because your mouth was going quite a bit there. I heard something about you loving the Bella Twins, but go ahead.
Yes, I do love the Bella Twins. They're absolutely, you know, deserved Hall of Famers. But I was saying, Rhino...
Mute him again, mute him.
Rhino was teasing that he already has a tag team partner for this match he has coming up, and that his tag team partner has kids. So that combined with the coming soon July 18th thing just kind of seals the deal on Heath Slater there. And he's actually looking in really, really good shape right now.
And Heath also tagged with Rhino, so it's like, you know, they actually won the first SmackDown tag team, wasn't that? Was it those two guys?
Yeah. So. They were the inaugural champions
with Cheese Whiz and Crackers and all.
Oh yeah, that's right, Cheese Whiz. Yeah.
to go back on the Gallows and Anderson thing, all the rumors that I've seen is that they have two signed contracts, with one with Impact and the other with New Japan, allowing them to work both promotions. So definitely looking forward to seeing them and see if that comes to fruition.
Okay, so we got like a couple minutes just to get a lot of the news out of the way. We do want to send our thoughts and prayers out to the family of Killer Tim Brooks, who passed away at the age of 72 this past week. He was he never really had wrestled in the WWE, but he had been all over the place back in the back in the 70s and 80s. So Killer Tim Brooks, he was in all the magazines, that's for sure. He passed away. Kari Sane might be done with WWE. There's a lot of rumors floating about Kari Sane. She has left and gone back to Japan. It's kind of tough when your partner's a champ, you know, and that's what they want to stick with for a while. So, but I mean, what do you guys think about Kari Sane being gone?
I saw, I mean, it stinks. I think she's very good. To be honest, I don't know if she really could be a singles women's champ, just the way that they didn't really seem like they had anything to do with her on the main roster or on Raw or anything like that.
NXT. And NXT, she was a women's champ, so...
Right, yeah. Right. But of course, we've seen the correlation on what they do with people from NXT to Raw and SmackDown. It generally never works out that well.
You guys have any thoughts on that? No.
Just another wasted opportunity, wasted talent.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw the story, and this is probably one of the last ones we can talk about. Kane, mayor of Knoxville County in Tennessee, was the only person in the board members to vote against having people to wear masks. And the Board of Health, the vote was 7-1 to mandate that they would force them to wear masks. And he was the only dissenting vote, which is a guy who is just ironic. His career, he was in a mask, you know, most of it, you know. So
he could wrestle for decades under stage lighting with a big, heavy fake mask on, but can't put one on for a second. So he's in the idiot category along with Low-Key and Austin Aries as well. So,
yeah.
I do have a theory about Kane / Glenn Jacobs, because he has always seemed like a fairly intelligent guy. My thought is he saw the vote was going to pass anyway, and he was trying to save face. It doesn't make him any less stupid, but that's my theory.
Well, folks, I hope you guys all have a wonderful July 4th Independence Day celebrations tonight, even if you're just going to shop. We're going to cook on the grill. Look at that. I see there's look at that belt there. But if you're watching on Facebook Live, you see Furby holding that belt, the U.S. championship there. Pretty cool. But we'll see. You know, we'll have a good week of we'll definitely have a good week of wrestling because it's the second part of Fyter Fest as well as the Great American Bash. And we'll have a lot to talk about next week. So thank you for listening, guys. Thank you for coming on. We'll see you next week, folks, here on Fox Sports 1280.